want to talk about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. And I think it's just an important, you know, it's a whole new element that's come into our world. And rather than being afraid of technology and afraid of change, let's try and understand it. You know, they say that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, fortunately, you're not a dog. And we should continue learning throughout our lives and not remain the people we were when we were 20. Right. So we've invited into studio Derek Clements. He is a cryptocurrency consultant. He's a specialist in cryptocurrency. He's with a company called Captains in Crypto. And welcome.
Thank you, Kathy. Good to have you. Good to be back.
It's lovely to have you back. Derek, cryptocurrency. Let's just go back to the basics. All right. If I want to invest in cryptocurrency, how do I do that? Because I'm always scared when I go onto websites and it says download this and download that. I don't want to download anything because you don't know if there's viruses. I mean, you don't know. I mean, there could be malware, spyware, all sorts of things. So just talk me through the process.
So,
I mean, I'm your perfect kind of person who would need someone like you.
Okay, so the way we do it is, I would suggest is rather than just go onto the internet and look around and find what's, you know, this person says this and that is, just find a person who you would know, for example, who we are in that as well. We've been there, we've done that, we've done the hard yards, we've been the ins and outs, found that what does work, what's not working, what's legit and that as well. And so what we do is that's how we would get started. We would meet with you, give you some advice, what to do, how to get started, what application to download, and just the practicalities of getting started for yourself. Yeah. There's a lot out there. Sorry, I'm just repeating myself.
No, but it's true. There really is.
There's a lot out there.
It can be very overwhelming and you don't know, you know, which cryptocurrency is better. I mean, we all know Bitcoin. We've been reporting on Bitcoin now for I think about 3.5 years. Yeah. We started when it was about about 9,000 rand.
Yes.
It's about $3,000.
Yes.
What's it today, Zanati?
Today, it is at $9,300.
Dollars. Yeah. Mm. So it is in dollars what it was in rands.
Okay.
When we started.
Sure, that is.
It was a long time ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So from a person to just find some advice and consultation in terms of what to do.
Do you only do Bitcoin or do you do other currencies?
No, we do the whole spectrum of cryptocurrencies. So we have a selection of like your blue chip cryptos. We have a selection of about 5 to 10 that we look at. Not all the cryptos are going to be around for the next few years. Some of them don't have real value to them. So the cryptos that we look at sort of the history, who's created them, and what's the value of that in the marketplace? You know, is it going to add value going forward, or is it just something that they've created for the fun of it? So we just look at those things, and those blue chip is what we advise and show people. This is what you do. This is how you buy it. This is how you keep it, and long term, what to do with that as well.
Okay. All right. So how many different cryptocurrencies are there and how do you distinguish one from the other?
There's over 3,000 cryptocurrencies. You can go to a website called coinmarketcap.com. You can go and see there's over 3,000 cryptocurrencies. Basically, the cryptocurrency Bitcoin was the daddy of cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
All right. And from that, the DNA... there were different cryptocurrency. They took the DNA and sort of morphed it and changed it to develop other cryptocurrencies. And cryptos itself, as much as it is a currency, it adds value. So there are certain cryptos that are going to be purely used for transacting. For example, buying things, paying things, those things.
Am I limited as to how much cryptocurrencies, how much Bitcoin I can buy?
No. No, you
I'm not.
No. It all depends on how much money you have to buy. You can buy as much as you want. And
so how's that regulated? I'm just thinking about exchange controls,
no, absolutely.
Right? As South Africans, you are allowed to take 1 million rand per person outside of South Africa per year, per annum.
Absolutely. So the exchanges within South Africa, you take in your rand and you buy in BTC or Bitcoin, using your rands.
Right.
So you're not necessarily sending it offshore in terms of your allowance. It is, you're just buying BTC and using it for transacting and stuff. So you're not using, you're not doing a wire transfer overseas or international.
Does the Reserve Bank monitor that? I mean, is that regulated at all? Because really what's stopping me from buying as many Bitcoins as I want, taking my computer or my laptop, wherever my locker is or my wallet, and saying, I'm off to Barbados.
Absolutely,
I mean?
Yes.
I mean, I'm just asking.
No, that's a good question. I mean, there are, see, because it's such a relatively new, the regulators and exchanges, yeah, they have to work with
technology
government.
That we haven't even got, we don't even know how to manage it.
So they're trying to, they're working together, your exchanges and your regulators and your governments and your banks, they're all working together and they're trying to find sort of how do we get this? I mean, it's like an animal almost, you think about it, it's completely new. How do you tame it? How do you get things right, the process and all of that as well. So it's a learning curve for everyone as well.
Yes, it's in so many different spheres. I mean, if you look at the, what's it, the digital printing? What's it, the 3D printing?
Yes, yes.
People can print whatever they want.
Absolutely.
They can print a gun.
Absolutely.
You know, a firearm. And how do you regulate that? You can't.
Mm.
So that's very, very interesting, like the times that we're living in.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, if you were going to buy a cryptocurrency, what would you buy right now?
My top five I would give you would be Bitcoin.
Mm.
I would look at Ethereum.
What's Ethereum?
Ethereum is it's sort of the it's much more versatile. It's used from that crypto. A lot more other cryptos have been developed. So it's more for apps, services, developments, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's Ethereum. And then I would work on Litecoin. Litecoin is literally the brother of Bitcoin. You've taken the DNA of Bitcoin and sort of mimicked it into another coin called Litecoin. There's another one called XRP, which is Ripple.
Okay.
And there's another one called KBC Coin, which is a coin that is backed by physical gold as well. And one or two
I've
others.
I've heard about that. Those are the carrot bars.
That's correct, yes. That's
I've heard about, and I can't believe how many people are actually getting involved with carrot bars.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was speaking to a parliamentarian, and he's telling me, that I should buy some carrot bars from him. I'm like, no. Captains in crypto. but really, I mean, it's very interesting.
Absolutely.
Okay, so just explain the concept of carrot bars, because that seems to be different from other cryptocurrencies, because you can exchange that or something with gold. Is that right?
If you look at your cryptocurrencies, then there's nothing really backing your cryptos, all right? There's no sort of backing or hard asset or something
behind. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
In a way, it's a good, and in a way, it's a bad. It has its pros and its cons. People think like it's a crypto, it's digital money. How do I liquidate it? How do I get rid of it? You know, there's no real backing behind it.
So how do I use it? How do I go to an ATM and withdraw money from my Bitcoin wallet?
Yes. So that way you would take your crypto, you would send it to an exchange, they convert it to rands, and you can withdraw it out.
What sort of commission do exchanges take?
They take between about 0.5% to 2%. 3%, depending on different exchanges.
Jeez, that's money for nothing.
All right. So, yeah. So, I mean, they're the middleman to do that. So they take their commissions and transactions as well.
Okay.
And, so the difference with this gold-backed crypto is that it's a crypto that is also going to be used for your exchanging, using on different platforms, technology, using it on phones, computers, that thing. But it's also, it's backed by physical gold. So the amount of coins that are produced, there's a backing of the same value of gold, which makes it different. You can also convert these coins to physical gold as well. Hold your gold, and then you've got gold as well. So that's what makes it.
What is the minimum? What is the minimum amount that I could buy of a Bitcoin?
Of a Bitcoin. Anything from 100 Rand upwards. So you don't have to buy full Bitcoin worth $9,300. You can buy 100 Rand or a piece of a Bitcoin.
Yeah. Where would you say Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency is in terms of risk? And let me just give you the context for this, right? So if you had bought a Liberty, just as an example, right, a Liberty Life policy, right, back in the day when you started your working career. Okay, you're a reasonably young man, not ready to retire. But when you did retire, it would be, you know, possibly worth, I don't know, maybe, I don't even know. Would it be worth 2.5 million? Is that reasonable? Where's Simon when I need him?
Yeah, right.
Simon would know the answer to this. Okay, but if you had bought shares in the company rather than a pension or, you know, yeah, that's what it
policy.
Was. A pension policy, yeah. Rather than a policy, you would be sitting on 160 million. So that's why I'm asking you about the risk with Bitcoin.
Mm. At the moment, Bitcoin has been the best performing sort of investment, far outweighing property and stocks and stuff. If you look at the percentage wise in the past few years. So the risk, yes, there is risk involved. Risk from a security, so your Bitcoin being stolen or taken from you. There's a risk in terms of the price of it dropping as well. And yes, there is that risk, but it's a different kind of, I wouldn't say investment, it's a different way to put your money in, and it's a long-term thing that you keep and you hold. And I have a colleague who, he also had a similar policy. He was paid out a retirement policy, and he was very unhappy with the returns, and he literally took half of that, put it into Bitcoin the beginning of this year.
And it's doubled his money.
And he's more than doubled it, and he just went back and said, guys, look, over the past few years, this is what I've got back, and within 6 months, this is my return. So there's a high risk involved. But yeah, does that answer your question on that?
Mm. Yeah, some high risk, high returns. That's
absolutely.
How it works. Low risk, low returns. No.
Absolutely.
I'm speaking to Derek Clements. He's a cryptocurrency consultant with Captains in Crypto. And if you want to get hold of Derek, you want to get hold of Captains in Crypto, how do we do that, Derek?
You can go to our website. It's www.captainsincrypto.co.za.
Amazing.
Yes.
We have completely overrun
sport.
We were supposed to wrap up ages ago, but thank you very, very much. And I think we need to get you back again.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.